It's no secret that we are nerds for space and UFOs and all these crazy things that we don't really have answers for. At the end of the podcast, we have a conversation that we had with Dr. Avi Loeb, who says that we've already been visited recently, and he is going to try to convince you to go along with him as well. That'll be at the end of this podcast. As soon as you hear the closing jingle, then we will go ahead and have that interview for you.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba Podcast. The podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Big shout out to O'Reilly Auto Parts. We love O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you guys for sponsoring the podcast again this week. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosty stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it. I got some, and I'm sick as a dog.
We got a call from one of our favorites. She's like, always got these crazy takes on life. Yeah, don't buy frosted flakes, she says, because it's got cocaine on it.
What?
Yeah, watch, listen again. It takes a little decoding, but here.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that.
Oh, cornflakes with the frosting on it.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosted stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it.
It's got cocaine in it.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosted stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it. I got some, and I'm sick as a dog.
If that's the case,
I know.
I feel like that's a really good bargain if you're looking to, you know, get your Coke supply.
Speaking of Coke, Woca-Cola. That's like the best little slogan I've heard after they did the whole little memo thing. The Woca-Cola is a great one, but it doesn't have cocaine in it.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosty stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it.
Cocaine is pretty great. Hi, Big D. Hi, Patrick. Hi,
hello.
Carson.
Hello.
Hi, me.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
So, as we are settling into another podcast, what a crazy week. Last week, we couldn't do the podcast because we couldn't get into the studio on Friday. We had a bunch of kooky issues and whatnot, so we apologize for those of you who were really sad that we couldn't get in.
I bet it just ruined
people's
weeks.
It affected ones of people.
Sorry, Glenda, we really apologize. We know you were there.
There was a guy, and I wish I could. I should have kept the note. He was basically like, "Hey, look, because I'm going to paraphrase it." He said he lost a friend to suicide this week because I mentioned that I had a coworker that I worked with who killed himself, and he said I kind of have been struggling lately with all this over the past couple days. He said, so I've been binging your podcast over and over and over, and he said it's gotten me through this really hard time. He's just saying thank you. So yeah, it would have been nice. It would have been absolutely nice for him to be able to have an extra episode. I mean, you never know who's listening, when, why, what, or what they're going through.
Yeah,
man. Bubba really tried to make it deep there.
It deep. That is real.
I didn't try to do anything.
Okay, fine.
Well, if you missed that we didn't do it last week, just go back and listen to Gary the Emotional Emu again. That'll make you laugh twice.
There's a guy on TikTok who's basically using his kid as Gary the Emotional Emu. It's some guy, he has his kid, he walks in, and the kid's always goes, "Hey, Dad!" And he's like, "What?" And he's like, "Do you know that a unicorn eats chicken?" "No, why?" "Because we're going to..." Punchline. And the dad then proceeds to overlaugh. He's got a wheezy laugh. He's got a really wheezy laugh. And I'm like, you know what? This is terrible because this guy's not even trying. He's got a Reader's Digest toilet joke book, and he's just going through that, and he has his kids doing it. And he's got 3 million subscribers or likers. And I'm
good
like, that's...
for him. Bubba's just upset that
we didn't do it.
Yeah, because Gary the Emotional Emu could have been a thing.
Gary the Emotional Emu, because you came up with the idea, was not doing simple setup joke punchlines. He was trying. We were reading memes or whatever. Terrible.
We should have. Well, that was the thing. We tried to turn Gary into a meme, like an actual photo meme. Mm-hmm. I think we revisit that, and Gary comes back.
Why don't we just have Gary read things from Pinterest?
Yeah. Bubba just
Live, laugh, love.
I am inspired. I am inspired.
So desperate to get Gary to come back.
I am. I'm inspired by this guy.
He loves it so much.
Look, man, it is one of those things, as anybody, you know, you've run into people who've mentioned Gary, the emotional emu. On the show, people have forgotten about him. But here on the podcast.
The podcast, it lives.
The podcast, he lives.
Gary lives.
He is a wonderful thing. And I think if we kind of relaunch Gary, like, I don't know if we have to get a little puppet or maybe we do animatronics or whatever. But Gary comes in and goes, hey, guys. You know, and does his little thing. I don't know. We got to come up with something.
Oh, or maybe. I know. We just figured out how to do more than one camera on the podcast. And Bubba's over here thinking we need animatronics.
We can only do so much.
The hall of, it'll be like the Hall of Presidents at Disney.
Gary scoots over and he just goes.
Dude, we just take that emu from the Liberty
Eagle. His lips don't move along with the thing. It's like, basically,
you know, there could be something like
that. Is there a Chuck E. Cheese going out of business? Can we get a robot?
Let me ask you.
You know, they have those. Mm. They have the. Didn't they close that all down?
Oh, hey, Bubba. No. Hey, Bubba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Mm-hmm. Ground beef. Mm-hmm.
Here, wait. Let's try it again. Ready? Watch. I'll do it.
No.
No.
No. No.
The emotional E.
Do like a sock, do your shirt or do the
I'm gonna cry.
So I'm trying to think of another joke and I can't think of another.
Well, just do the same joke.
Black and white and red all over.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Gary, hey, Gary. The emotional emu. His name is Gary.
Gary. I was wondering.
No, you forgot to say,
hey guys.
Hey guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Gary.
What's black and white and red all over?
I don't know, Gary. What's black and white and red all over?
A zebra and a blender.
Oh, total overlap.
Dude, I hope the camera is on Big D right now, who is just shaking his head. Dude, disappointedly.
Awful. We bring him back, and he does little jokes like
he does
that.
Jokes, listen.
And look, okay, in Radio World, we're going to totally put you behind the scenes, give you a little inside baseball. In Radio World, you have a thing called liners and sweepers, and basically it's like David Angel, our announcer, who comes on and goes, Big D and Bubba, nominated for this and that. Okay, so instead of running those, we run Gary. In between songs, you know, out of nowhere, Gary, the emotional, and we have a little quick Gary thing, bah, we laugh out, and it's the Big D and Bubba, home of Gary the emotional emu.
Yeah.
This hurts.
Or we just put him on TikTok and keep him there.
Well, again, I'm totally down with Gary being on TikTok.
And instead of a puppet, why don't we just take Patrick's hand, which looks so great, in the Facebook feed, and just put two little googly eyes on it? And just...
Like, well, they had characters on Sesame Street that were like that.
I think
that
would be fantastic.
I think the whole thing with Gary is that Gary can't come back. Gary's funnier in this sense.
Exactly.
And when you make him an actual thing, it's not. It won't be as funny.
100%. That podcast a while back, and this one right now, is hilarious because we're mocking how stupid this is.
Do it in your Gary voice. Mm-hmm. I tried to tell Bubba.
Do you have some more jokes? Did you pull up some jokes?
Why not?
All right, here we go. Let's try a couple more out.
Oh, my God. Serious.
No, this is how it happens. This is where the magic comes in.
Seagulls.
Mm-hmm. Did you
fly? Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.
See?
Doesn't he come on at the end and go, where you're missing the out?
Yeah, you're missing Dave's. You're missing Dave's part. Like,
I know.
If you want more of this stupidity, are you gonna?
Yeah, we'll have him recut it because we don't put them on the website. If you want more, then follow our TikTok and social media.
Oh my God!
And da 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 da.
Didn't we have a Twitter for Gary? We had a Twitter.
Did we?
That is so great.
It's pretty awesome. And you know, I have those little things. You can do a face swap, and we can make you actually talk as Gary with a face swap. Dude, it'd be like deep fake Tom Cruise.
Oh,
yeah, you could just be.
Sure, why not?
You want to try one more? Well,
Gary, the emotional
What did the policeman say to his belly button?
I don't know. What did the policeman say to his belly button?
You're under a vest.
You know, it's the dumbest thing ever, and it's happening. It is happening. I just banged all kinds of stuff. I've knocked so much junk onto the floor because I'm giggling.
Look. I don't know how D is still here. I don't know why he hasn't left.
I'm out. This is dumb. This was dumb when we came up with it back in the day. Carson, I can't tell you how serious Bubba was. He was like, I've got a great idea.
His whole thing
was, I'm going to do this, and it's going to be... It's going to go viral.
This will. We are bringing Gary back.
And it's going to be huge. And then we did it, man. We did it straight face. Like, really tried it for
about a week. About a week.
Was it a week that it didn't last much longer than that, though, I guess. But yeah, nobody got it.
There was a serious try for Gary to make it happen.
Nobody understood it at all. Completely
but
lost.
now
because
of the
TikTok
way that
TikTok has made us all dumb.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I mean, look,
you're right.
That's really it.
So
thanks,
so,
TikTok.
So what we do is, because of the magic of TikTok and the way that everything's kind of changed, Instagram has changed now too. Mm-hmm. So all of that was different when we launched Gary. I mean, Gary was, I can't find when, but Gary might have been 2014, 2015. A lot has changed in the world of social media. We are on this, man.
No, we're not.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. It's just,
you guys are haters.
Passion.
You guys are haters.
Voice, like, he's just so into it.
I believe, and I think here's the problem is that if
Fox Mulder over there.
I am. I
want
to
believe.
I don't want to believe. I believe. And I think that totally that this is going to happen. And this is just, would you humor me and do two Garys and we'll upload them to Instagram and
it's
Twitter
you're killing
and TikTok.
It with the stupidity of it. The people who don't listen to the podcast will never understand.
Yes.
Yes,
they would. They'll catch on pretty quick.
No,
I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to go, oh my gosh, it's a joke telling emu.
Yeah, that's not funny. It's not.
Apparently, I don't know.
I mean, we're laughing.
You laughed, and they laughed.
It is.
Man, 17 people have laughed so hard at Gary, and I'm just telling you that. This is the future.
Part of the reason the guy with 3 million TikTok followers is because it's a kid. And when a little kid does it, it's also cute.
Right. Well, guess what? His kid's going to age out.
Yes, of course.
And then he's going to be stuck telling jokes himself. It's going to be a teenage kid coming up going, hey, Dad. Yeah. Did you know why they're doing a red, black, white all over? And it won't be funny. And then somebody else is going to steal his thunder. Oh, Gary the emotional emu.
Oh,
that's who.
Gosh, just
boy,
so
there's plenty of success to go around. Mm. There's.
Look, you and you and you all know that in radio, they don't care how good you are on the radio anymore. Whenever they hire you, they go, how many people follow your social media?
Yeah, okay, well, thank God we own our own company and we don't have to do that anymore.
It's getting a really good point there.
But honestly, I mean, if we're trying to pick up a new affiliate or grow the show or do
they
whatever.
They don't care.
Oh, yeah, you go,
they
man,
don't
well,
care how many
we're
TikTok
Big D and Bubba and we got
have.
All these people that follow us on this, and this, and this. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that's how we continue to grow.
I haven't seen those Clubhouse numbers. How many people do you have?
I don't know, Carson. Stick to your script.
Have you tried?
Oh, inside.
That was inside joke. Was that was not
inside.
A stab at Carson.
Inside.
That was very.
And we do not read from scripts. Thank
no,
God.
We don't.
No, we
wish,
don't.
Wish
Patrick.
We did. We'd be funny.
We might be funnier if we did.
Do you have another?
Gary would have better jokes.
Another joke?
Oh, look at this. Oh,
Gary.
I don't have Gary's picture pulled up.
Emotional.
use my hand again.
Okay, do the hand.
What does a nosy pepper do?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. What does a nosy pepper do?
He gets all up in your business.
See? Dudes,
nut
this is happening.
Look at this. This nothing.
It's everything that I don't want to do in radio.
I'm laughing. Dude. Part of the reason I laugh so hard is when I look over at him laughing, Bubba laughing. And then I look at D and D's just like, so.
He gets jalapeno business.
His disappointment is just gorgeous. It's just,
I guess this perfect. Is why we work, because we're so opposite at times. To me, it's just
stupid.
Dumb.
It is stupid.
Like, it's okay to do it for this, you know, like what we're doing now. But to actually do this on the air, on the network.
I think I'm telling you, Carson.
No, we don't do this on the air.
No. Well, no.
This is not what we do on the air, but why not?
Because it's bad.
I have laughed.
Because it's not good.
75% of us agree it's terrible.
I have
you know
laughed
what,
so much, though.
All right, I'm going to humor Bubba for a second.
Thank you.
Go back to that podcast where we did the whole Gary intensive podcast, and then the jokes Patrick just lined you up with, grab the audio from that, throw it on TikTok.
No, don't.
Why not?
Do that. Don't. What are you
Who's
doing?
Who's following us on TikTok? Who's using TikTok?
Yes,
that's over the age of 40?
Like four people.
Because we'll go from six people to 60, and he'll be like, 1,000%. Oh, my God.
Look, man, I'm just
trying to keep you from having to do more work.
I am all about this. Gosh. And, you know, maybe we could get on Fiverr and we could hire somebody to do animation.
Oh,
we could have some kid.
That's a good return on investment right there.
I'm just saying some kid could do our animation for us.
Yes.
And Gary could be an animated character.
Yeah. Okay, I love it. I'm in now.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
I was. That's all it took.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
you know.
Yes,
so
yes.
Now I'm all. No, I'm not
no.
in.
Oh,
no.
Thank God. Yeah. I got worried for a minute.
Like Bubba, I was there with you, and then you had to bring up animation, and now I'm out.
Well,
like,
I was just trying to think of ways to do it. You guys made fun of me with the animatronic stuff. I was like, well,
no,
what about
I would prefer a Chuck E.
Stuff?
Cheese that has long passed its expiration date. Doing this,
I got so happy when Big D said he was in. I mean, I was really. Really thrilled. I was like, finally,
take my ring
somebody
off
with some sense.
That's what I'm
hand.
Saying. Or just do that's it.
Get googly eyes.
I think I have an old sock. In
Hobby
there.
Lobby, go get some googly eyes. Put them on a sock.
Oh
you're good. Put some feathers on it.
Oh my gosh.
Michael Silver says, "Bring back Gary."
Yeah. Well, you know what. We don't let Michael program the show. No offense.
Juan
Michael.
Griot
There's
says, "I love you guys more than butterflies."
Okay.
Now, again, what does he mean by that? Does he love us more than he loves butterflies, or does he love us more than butterflies love us?
Yep, and just fell that flat. You see, did you feel it? Did you feel it hit the ground?
Yeah, this is like
Gary
2.0.
Gary 2.0.
Oh. Let's keep kicking this horse.
Yeah.
It is dead, and it is flatlined.
Tony Meston, Gary is hilarious.
Yeah, Gary's hilariously bad.
Gary is
why...
hilarious.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
What? Haters, all of you haters.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. We've got a great guest coming on after the podcast.
Oh, I love that.
Who is after the podcast again?
Avi Loeb. Dr.
Avi Loeb.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yes,
super
right
fascinating
alley,
stuff.
Man.
I mean, yeah, we're totally all in, and you know, it's interesting because aren't we waiting out this 180 days or whatever 90, still?
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, this is a guy who he's Harvard's top astronomer, and says that we had something go.
It was that cigar asteroid that passed through,
right by Earth. And he said that it had movement. Like, it had things that if it was in space, because in space, it's a vacuum. So once you start something, it doesn't stop unless something stops it, right? Well, he was talking about this thing it's accelerating. It has different movement. It's got, you know, so I don't know. I mean, it's
objects in motion remain in motion unless acted upon by an equal or greater force.
He thinks it is a spaceship. I mean,
but we couldn't get photos of it.
No, so but he's got a book and it's really interesting. He's a really good. He's not stupid. Like,
No, you listen to him, and he's he talks over us a little bit. Like
he's
way,
not stupid. We are stupid, but you know,
Gary we're not stupid. Gary's stupid.
Yeah,
Gary
of
is Gary's not stupid. Stupid. Gary is hilarious, and no, you guys all know that this is big. This is big.
This I don't know that we know that.
No, no, I'm telling you. Humor me. Two of them next week.
No, nobody's doing. What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm trying to continue to grow the show.
Two Garys.
Kirsten says Gary rocks.
I know all those affiliates who don't care, all those stations that don't carry the show are going to just line up when they hear about the great new, you know, idiotic emu character.
Kevin says Gary, Gary, Gary. Come on, D. You know you're in.
No. We've done pretty well doing it so far, and I just think that, you know, it's balance. We have balance, and this is out of balance.
This is very out of balance. Like that one square wheel on the car.
Yeah, that's you, Bubba.
You're the square wheel.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's you.
That's good.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosty stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it.
Listen, if we want to make Miss Nettie, okay, will we give Miss Nettie a joke to read and have her read it? I would be into that.
Yeah.
Have Miss Nettie call in. Y'all, let me ask y'all a question.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosty stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it.
I would line that up every day. I would write the jokes myself.
I'm sad. I'm literally sad that you guys don't recognize the brilliance behind bringing back Gary.
Man,
I really am. I'm like, this is me very honest opening up to you guys, which I don't like to
hello?
Do very often.
Hi, I'm Miss Nettie. What do you call a fish with no eyes? Fish. That's how she delivered it. She looked at your phone. Fish.
That also took me like 5 seconds to get.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fish with no eyes.
Fish with no
letter
eye.
Fish.
Hey, real quick, I'm going to change the subject. I'm looking at a stream of Broadway, downtown Nashville, and when is all of it going to get back? There's people, but it's not like it was, man.
Oh, man, it's
there's
not.
People who are walking around, and it's kind of, you know, I
months,
don't know.
Maybe years. I'm
yeah,
serious.
I got an y'all alert don't... in my yeah. Facebook memories today that it was 1 year ago today that I went to the last concert that I've attended. Mm-hmm. So it's been a year.
I went to the SEC basketball tournament, and I was there at the tournament watching the first day's games. And I forget who it was. I think Florida was on the court. And I remember them saying that, oh, the NBA is canceling their season because somebody gave somebody the Rona. And then an hour later, they went, okay, thank you, fans. By the way, the tournament may or may not happen tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, they announced before you guys left that there would be no fans in attendance for Saturday's game.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, they canceled it before tip-off. So
yeah.
It's going to be a
2 weeks,
long time until things get completely back to normal. 2 weeks what?
2 weeks. Just let it flatten the curve.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all we needed.
Days,
that's how this started.
Everybody. Just need to slow the thing down.
I'm not going to go off and make any craziness about it. I'm just going to say 2 weeks. It's all started for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
it's going to be more years or three more or four more.
No way.
Dude, whatever. Whatever. You guys are crazy if you think this is going to end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not going to end. I thought you were saying it was.
Yeah. No, it's not.
By the way, I love that your 17 mug. I was just noticing those orange ones are sick looking.
They just hit today.
Yeah, man, we just got them up and they're nice.
Yeah, so they're like they're slightly different than these. They're a little shorter, but they're awesome because they're bright blaze orange. They're gonna look good. Like if you take them hunting, then it's gonna look like great. It's gonna fit in with everything.
And we only ordered like 70 of them, and then there's no reorder. So
yeah,
it's
so we're gonna switch. So by the way, these white ones, like the ones I'm drinking out of right now, these are going to go away as soon as they're done. We're gonna slap a sold out button on there, and that'll be it. They will disappear. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get one of these, there's, again, a handful left. I think there's like five or six or something like that. So go to bigdandbubba.com, and you can click on the store or shop button, whatever it is on the top, and that'll take you right to the page where you go and order all the cool new swag for 17 gear.
Of course, we're talking about it. I'm trying to get on it, and it won't go. the what? Store's down.
Really?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Oh, it just came up now. I'm just going to show everyone.
I want to see the new. Did they post a picture of the new mug?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, hang a second. It's getting there. Slowly getting there.
By the way, Mike says he wants Five Whiskey Patrick's podcast back.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to have
so
guests in the
maybe
studio.
Soon. I was going to say that was kind of the thing is that you stopped doing it because you couldn't have guests in the studio to sit there and knock back all the whiskey.
I didn't want
to
do Zoom interviews. I mean, I'm doing the podcast for fun. I wasn't making money off it or anything, so it's not fun to do Zoom interviews for me. I didn't. So if we can't have people come in.
I'm showing the
2020, but maybe soon we'll start that up again.
I like these orange ones just because they're just different. Just a different kind of
yeah,
look.
And it's gonna be easy to know which one is your mug.
Yeah,
that's you know, cool. Like I mean, there's no
open
mistake
the cabinet
in it.
And it'll shine.
Yeah,
you'll
you're gonna
see
know
it right away.
Mm-hmm. So again, yeah. They're $8, and there's I saw the little thing saying 71 left. So if you want one, bigdandbubba.com, click on the store button on there, and you'll be good to go.
It's a lot of good 17 gear that we have on there.
You know what we need? We need gear for Gary.
Gary.
We can call it
Gary.
Gary.
The emotional.
Get your Gary.
Why was the strawberry sad?
Why was the strawberry sad?
Because all of his friends were in a jam.
I find
see, even I don't think it's funny anymore.
No,
that
it was a terrible joke.
That's how long it took.
It was a terrible joke. It was a terrible joke, but I actually got a little giggle out of it.
It's a Gary.
All right, well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
No.
It's good to see you all another week.
Thanks to O'Reilly for sponsoring the podcast. O'Reilly Auto Parts,
boy,
better parts, better prices
really,
every day.
They really feel good about that money spent right now.
Don't buy no cornflakes for that frosty stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it.
This was the podcast, but now
it's
over.
Over.
But that's okay.
That's
you
really
can listen
good.
To the regular show on the radio.
The No Gary.
Every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of sorry, too.
No, I'm telling everybody right now, reach out at Radio Big D on his Twitter and just hammer him and tell him to bring back
or
Gary.
Or Big D Radio, because he's got two.
I've got,
no,
both.
He's got both.
I now have both. That's right. I'm so excited. On the phone with us is Dr. Avi Loeb. He is really loud.
I think there's a carousel near him.
Doctor, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, so... This is unbelievable what you are saying in your new book, Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth.
Or very believable.
Bubba and I are all in, but how do you explain this to people, like on a layman's term, of what you're saying happened in 2017 that passed by Earth?
Yeah, so in 2017, a telescope in Maui, Hawaii, spotted the first object from outside the solar system in the vicinity of the Earth. And at first, of course, astronomers assumed that it must be like the rocks we had seen before inside the solar system. But it didn't look like a comet. It didn't have a cometary tail of dust or gas. And then it didn't look like an asteroid because it exhibited an extra push away from the sun, even though there was no cometary tail to propel it. This push away from the sun could be explained only by the reflection of sunlight. And for that, the object had to be very thin, sort of like a sail that you find on a boat, except being pushed by light rather than the wind. And nature doesn't make sails. So it sounded like it may be artificial in origin. And the best model for the reflected sunlight as it was tumbling was that of a pancake-shaped object. And it had a few other weird properties that led me to suggest that it may well be of an artificial origin.
Wow. When you look at this thing, it doesn't look like a spaceship that we would think should look like.
Well, we didn't have a photograph. It would have been nice to get a photograph from a camera that passes near it. But with our telescopes, we couldn't resolve it. We couldn't get an image. And you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Actually, it's worth 66,000 words, the number of words in my book. I will need to write the book.
So, okay. So, Dr. Loeb, I've seen the pictures, the renderings of what it was supposed to look like. And they always show it as looking like a cigar-shaped, roughly hewn object. You're saying that if we had been able to get a photograph, it probably would have looked like it was artificial instead of natural. And you're saying that it would have been highly reflective?
Yeah, it would. Well, if it is artificial, we could tell the difference easily from a rock. And we couldn't get such a photograph, but we can get it for future objects that show the same weird properties. You know, when I go to the kitchen and I find an ant, I usually get alarmed because there must be many more ants around, and there should be a population of such objects that we can look for in the future, and we will probably find many more. And then send the camera that will be passed close to one of them and take a photograph. And indeed, we should be able to tell, and it will be all based on evidence, not on our assumptions.
It seems, Bubba and I have noticed over the last, 4 years?
It's really been over the last 10, softly, but it has increased over the last 4 to 5 years. Just the soft disclosure of alien presence, you know, it's interesting how they've talked about the UA. What are they calling UFOs now?
Whatever they're calling them now.
UAPs.
Yeah.
But they're saying that these things do exist, and you saw something tumbling through our solar system that you also said was an unidentified aerial phenomenon. It just happened to be not in the air; it was in the vacuum of space.
Right, and it was discovered by astronomers, and you know, the data that was collected on it was not based on pilots' testimony or instruments that were on an F-16. We're talking about astronomers using telescopes and just watching it similarly to any other celestial object, and it's completely within the realm of science. It's the first time that we have seen something that doesn't quite line up with other things we have seen before. And I point out why in my book. I describe all the weird properties that it had, which indicate that it may well be artificial in origin. But we cannot be sure until we get a photograph. And that's why we should put the cameras within the orbit of the Earth around the sun, so that the next one that comes along will pass near one of them and we will get a photograph. That would be the conclusive evidence.
So basically, we could put cameras all over the solar system, because then you're really increasing the chances of catching something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, and it's all based on evidence. You know, it's we're not talking about declassifying Pentagon documents based on eyewitness testimonies or equipment that we can never be sure of because it's old and so forth. Here we're talking about, you know, collecting the data ourselves, it's open to the public, just doing it within the scientific process, you know. And the only hurdle for this is coming from the scientific community, which dismisses this option up front and not willing to discuss it. There is sort of a taboo on the discussion of the technological signatures from other civilizations.
I would think that there's enough people with enough money that could easily get a little network of these cameras out into space. I mean, you talk about the Elon Musks of the world and whatnot. There's a lot of people who have a lot of interest in space. Jeff Bezos, another example. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of ways to get it. We just have to get those people on board. Are we interested? Absolutely. Do we want to get the answers? Absolutely. And I think this is, you know, your suggestion is the best way.
Yeah. The book
exactly.
is... Exactly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I completely agree with you. And I think the public has its heart in the right place. And this is a subject that will have a big, deep impact on society if we find the answer. And we have the resources to do that. It's, you know, we shouldn't... have a prejudice and say, oh, it's never aliens and never look, you know, because then we would be just like those philosophers that never looked through Galileo's telescope and said, we know that the sun moves around the earth. We don't need to look through your telescope to find out anything else. So I think really we can carry the torch forward with maybe even private sector funding.
It's a fascinating read and story. Dr. Avi Loeb, thank you so much. The book is called Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. Doctor, thank you so much for your time and for your work.
Thank you for having me.